Wisconsin is one of only 10 states in the nation that still allows the township form of government. The difference between towns and villages has mostly to do with planning and annexation. What it boils down to is towns are vulnerable to losing land to nearby cities through annexation. That takes property off of town tax rolls. Hobart is just to the west of Green Bay and the village of Ashwaubenon. According to the town chair, or soon-to-be village president, losing town status will allow the community to incorporate. Len Terzinski says it will also let Hobart establish tax incremental financing, or TIF districts, and make it eligible for more state road money. Hobart will become a metropolitan village, but Terzinski says it will use its new zoning and planning powers to preserve its open farmland and rural flavor.
We don't have a downtown area. We don't anticipate having one. We don't anticipate, for example, being like an Ashwaubenon with an Oneida Street and a shopping mall and all that type of thing. We're probably going to be more a rural type village.
The town avoided the normally lengthy process of becoming a village because of a special provision in the state budget, which authorized Tuesday's vote. Normally, the process can take years, especially if nearby communities oppose the incorporation. Leaders in Green Bay and Ashwaubenon support the move to village status. And that's a rather unusual attitude, according to the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Dan Thompson says towns in other parts of the state have met opposition when they tried to incorporate.
The primary difference for Hobart will be that territory within the former town of Hobart will no longer be subject to annexation by neighboring municipalities. The boundaries of the new village of Hobart, and I presume that's what the village will be called.
But first, Hobart needs to establish a village board. Once Tuesday's vote is certified by the Secretary of State, leaders will have 50 days to schedule a special election so town board members can run for slots on the village board. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.